What a ride it's been. A rebirth for a franchise and a city because of a game, because of sports. These guys took these people.
I'm stoked, excited, pumped. I can't even explain it all.
For a memorable ride. Most of the time, it ends too soon. Yesterday was too soon. But maybe, just maybe, this...
I talked to everybody about the Jaguars.
...is the start of a run to remember.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
I know personally, I feel like, you know, I've let so many people down, you know, and what you do. But I do know that, you know, throughout this year that, you know, I know I became... You know, not only a better coach, I became a better person.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, man.
It's the worst part of any season in any sport. Clean out your locker day for the Jacksonville Jaguars, the finality to a fantastic season here in Jacksonville, Florida. Take you back to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough yesterday. And if you don't think these guys care about the outcome, look at Leonard Fournette walking off the field in tears. It really hit him hard after a spectacular rookie season for the running back out of LSU. Hey, we are live at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale one more time here in 2017 season. We got it extended a few weeks. We wish it would extend a couple of weeks more. But thanks to everybody for showing up one more time on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Brett Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman and the mayor of Saxonville, Calais Campbell. What an ovation he got. And there it is once again. He got a big-time ovation when he walked in this door. A couple of Duval chants. I guess we'll get a few more of those throughout the next half hour or so. But how are we feeling today? You know how the city feels. You just said it. These guys are lifting you up a little bit. Yeah. Tough 24 hours, right?
Definitely after, you know, falling short, you know, knowing that we could accomplish it and we just didn't get it done, you know, definitely hurts a little bit. But just being in this environment with these fans, they really lifted my spirits up a lot. You know, it really means a lot to me.
Well, I was impressed. I don't know. I know you've got a lot of things to worry about on game day, but seeing the number of fans... Ooh. That were in attendance at Gillette Stadium and how loud they were. Yeah. I don't know if you could feel them or not, but I mean, you know, because in the press box is way upstairs and then our broadcast booth is down mid levels, so you got to walk through a lot of the concourses. Holy cow, barely made it a couple times to get back on the radio. The high fives and the fist pumps and everything else.
There was a Jaguar chant for a second in the stadium. That was pretty cool. You know, I mean, I didn't expect that at all. So that kind of got us, you know, got us going a little bit.
Does it feel like it's over? We're seeing you guys walk off the field yesterday. When does it hit you that it's over?
It hit me pretty hard right away, you know, just knowing. I mean, I've been here before, and it sucks every time, you know. But, you know, this is the first time we had to leave, you know, with, you know, 10 minutes to go in the ball game. You know, it's like, you know, that's the closest I've ever been, you know, since my rookie year, which I didn't really appreciate. But at the end of the day, you know, this season we had was incredible. You know, nobody gave us a shot. Nobody believed in us. And we just steadily proved people wrong over and over again, all the way to the AFC Championship. And even though we lost, you know, people know that we could have won that game. You know, they know we were a true contender.
I know the answer to this probably, but I want to ask it anyway because people have asked me this before. Does it make it any easier to stomach because it's arguably the greatest team ever with the greatest quarterback ever?
Nah. No, it still hurts. It hurts just the same, you know, because we feel like we could beat that team, you know. But at the end of the day, though, there's only one team happy at the end of the year. You know, that's the way it is every year. There's 31 teams that are going to go home sad, and we're one of them this year. But we know that if we prepare like we're supposed to and we do everything the way we can, that next year might be different.
More on what's coming up for this Jacksonville Jaguars football team franchise and all these fans in just a few. But let's revisit yesterday a bit, our Baptist Health game-changing moments, and we begin with the old man, Mercedes Lewis, finally gets a postseason touchdown.
He had a really impressive game. A couple of those plays that Corey Grant sprung was because of the blocking of Mercedes Lewis. And on the first scoring drive to respond to the Patriots' field goal drive, big-time play here, and certainly a nice methodical drive by the offense.
Well, and after that, Baptist Health game-changing moment number two. How about a 14-3 lead over the defending world champs?
Well, and that's a good thing to have, and you knew that it was never going to be enough. But Leonard Fournette powers through with the offensive line doing a great job. And Calais, I mean, you guys knew that to win against the Patriots at their place, not only were you guys going to have to play spectacular defense, but your offense was going to have to be able to eat some clock up to keep Tom Brady on the sideline. And in the first half, they did it perfectly.
Yes, they did. You know, I was very impressed. I mean, this team came out the gate firing, you know, playing with everything we had. You know, we knew it was a tough task, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of tough because, you know, the way this, you know, the game went, it's just a game of momentum. You know, and we had it and we were driving and we were in control. And then a couple things, you know, a couple plays here, a couple plays there, and this is a whole different ball game, you know, and that's just the nature of the game, you know. But I'm very proud of my guys. You know, we fought hard to the end.
Do you guys feel it in the moment that you're pushing them around a little bit in that first half on both sides of the ball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, we feel it, and it drives us even harder, you know. And at the end of the day, you know those, that team's a tough competitor. You know, they knew what they were getting themselves into. They knew it was going to be a battle, you know, and I have a feeling we're going to battle some more over the years.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number one, and let's go to Miles Jack. What an athletic play. He might just be coming to life here in the NFL, Jeff.
Well, he certainly had an impressive performance against a team that you needed to have a big performance. We're going to look at this play in the Baptist Health film room along with some other plays that Miles Jack had in this ball game. But what great effort, Calais. You know, you've got two of the fastest linebackers in the National Football League, and the effort by Miles Jack on this play to go from one side of the field all the way to the other and to make a play like that, simply tremendous.
It is, you know. I mean, he matured so much throughout the year, and his ability to just be a playmaker, you know, is incredible. You know, with him playing ball like that, the way he played the postseason, you know, with Telvin, you know, and hopefully we can get Puzz back. You know, we have a squad, man. It's a lot to be proud of. It's a lot to be proud of.
The only problem that I have with that play, an early whistle again. I mean, and look. The season's over. We can criticize the officials now, Calais. I mean, come on. Okay, we don't have to be nice anymore.
Yeah, no, I still get fined. I can never talk bad about the officials. As much as I want to sometimes.
That just makes you so frustrated because, you know, when you watch it on the film, and I'm sure you haven't watched it on film yet, but there was one guy that could have maybe stopped him to the end zone, and it was a big, fat offensive guard that it wasn't going to happen.
Not the way we block. You know, we take, you know, returns very serious. As you know, we had 8 returns for touchdowns. You know, we take, you know, when somebody gets the ball in their hands, we're all blowing blocks, trying to get to a convoy to the end zone. So that would have definitely been a touchdown. But
Calais can get fined. Jeff and I cannot. And these folks in Mellow Mushroom cannot for booing. So let's talk about more bad officiating. We hate to blame it on officiating, but it was a topic in this game because of one penalty for the Patriots. And how about this A.J. Boye interference? I mean, listen, I'm not too smart, but that cannot be interference.
Well, I will say this, Brent. You know, I got home, but we all got home late last night about midnight. And so I said, you know what, I want to watch the highlight of a Vikings-Eagles game. So I turn on the NFL Network, and what's on? The replay of this game, okay, the Jaguars game. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to watch first half. And I hear, okay, Tony Romo tell me in my television that that's a good call. Are you kidding me?
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback. That's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. In fact, they could have called offensive pass interference. I mean, that's, and here's the thing. If you're going to call that, you've got to call the interferences that happened on Mercedes Lewis by you, by Patrick Chung. You know, so. Okay, my blood pressure's up a little bit too far here now.
You won't get fined.
As a player, you have to handle all circumstances. No matter what happens, you have to be able to handle it. And we still had a chance to win, even under some circumstances went against us, you know. And that it shows a lot of the heart of our team. You know, we have a lot of heart. You know, just if it could have been just a little bit, just one play here, one play there, could have changed the whole game. But at the end of the day, I'm proud of my guys where we fought to stay in that ball game.
Well, in my opinion, you probably would have beat 30 other teams, regardless of the officials. But Tom Brady is that good. How good is he as a player who's been in this league for so long? How much did he do to beat you guys in the fourth quarter?
It is what it is. Tom Brady is, you know, the best quarterback to play the game. You know, I mean, what he's done, his resume is incredible, you know. But it would have been amazing to, you know, to beat him on their field, you know, with our defense. That would have been definitely a storybook ending. But at the end of the day, you know, Tom Brady has his magic. He worked it, and, you know, we fell victim to it.
So some of the throws that he had, there was one throw in particular that really stuck out in my mind watching the film today. And Aaron Colvin was covering Amendola. And Aaron Colvin had great coverage, man coverage on it. And,
under the goal line, right?
And literally, the ball goes that far in front of the fingers of Aaron Colvin. And if it was that much farther, then Amendola wouldn't have caught it. I mean, it was put right on the money. And to think about it, we're talking about a quarterback who's in his 18th year. And if you take his rookie year out of the equation, okay, now he's down to 17 years. Yeah. Take another year out because he had an ACL injury. Okay, so now we're looking at 16 years in the National Football League of playing. And he is getting ready to participate in his 8th Super Bowl. Half of his career has been spent in a Super Bowl. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's really that good. And it makes us all sick. Coming up next, Jeff goes to the film room to take a look at Miles Jack's performance. It was a good one. Hey, make sure you stick with us here on CBS 47, live from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. One more Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group to send this season home in style.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome back to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. The fans here, the fans in Pittsburgh, the fans in New England, the fans everywhere. Wow, this reconnection with the Jaguars and the fan base is pretty awesome in 2017. And we've got some fans, I think, up in New England to show you right now. And there they are. We talked about it in droves up there at Gillette Stadium, but in Pittsburgh, it's been everywhere. Calais, do you feel that connection with Duval a little bit more now than maybe even when you first got here?
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. You know, Coach Coughlin said, you know, trust me, our fan base is strong. You know, when I first got here, you know, I was curious, you know, what it was to be like. And boy, was he right. This fan base is amazing. I'm looking forward to, you know, bringing the championship here. This city deserves a championship. And hopefully in the next year or two, you know, we'll be able to make that happen.
Yeah, and just a big thank you to all the fans that have shown the support. Coming out to the stadium after the win in Pittsburgh, coming out last night to the stadium, and I know it wasn't anything formal, but, you know, I think the players and the staff and everybody really appreciates that.
It's been the best part of the run. Now take us to the film room.
All right, let's do it, because the Jaguars have two second-year players that are playing simply fantastic football, Jalen Ramsey and also Miles Jack. Each and every week, Miles Jack seems to get better and better, and the years to come are going to be fun to watch. The caused fumble and recovered fumble by Miles Jack. Let's see how far he has to go to be involved in this play. He's on the opposite side of the field when Amendola throws it back to Deion Lewis. And look at the ground that Miles Jack covers. Pulls the ball out, gains control of it. Now let's pause it. Who could have potentially stopped him from scoring a touchdown? One offensive lineman right there. There's no way he stops Miles Jack. A mistake by the officials on an early whistle. And the flea flicker to Philip Dorsett. Watch Miles Jack. In the awareness that he has to honor the run. And he does so. Comes up to the line of scrimmage. But as soon as he sees the ball tossed back to Tom Brady, he knows he's got to turn and run. And Tom Brady's primary, though, is Danny Amendola. But Jalen Ramsey does a great job of shutting him down. Brady turns his attention back to Philip Dorsett. And Miles Jack is on the run. And what a great catch and a great throw for the completion. But Miles Jack, what great awareness. And later in the game on a zone blitz, Miles Jack gets a great hit on Tom Brady. And it's clean. He is an excellent blitzer because he possesses awareness and great speed. And great awareness here, keeping the target point low. Boy, and it's just fun to watch him, Clay's, because you can see that he's getting better and better. Now, and it's a challenge for him because, you know, on regular base downs, he's playing Sam. And then on nickel, he moves back to the inside and plays Mike. That's not easy to do. I don't know if people can appreciate how difficult that is.
Yeah, that's very hard to play two different positions, especially at the linebacker level. That's incredibly tough, you know, especially going to play a middle linebacker. And he calls the plays. And for any second-year player calling plays, I mean, you have to already kind of, you know, worry about that. But he did miss a beat, you know, called the plays, incredible. He was the quarterback of the defense, you know, in those nickel situations, you know. And I have to take my hat off to him. I mean, he's a big reason why we were successful this year.
You know, I grew up watching Jack Lambert. You know, I mean, he was the man. You know, he didn't have any teeth, mean looking, you know. And Miles is a good-looking man, okay? Okay, he's a good-looking man. And he plays the game like Jack Lambert. I like it. He's kind of nasty. He's got a little itch to him.
Jalen Ramsey kind of burst on the scene this year. Watch out for number 44 next year. That's my prediction in the entire NFL. When we come back, Blake Bortles. What's the deal with number 5 for 2018? The questions continue. Talk on Bortles coming up next. Hear from Mellow Mushroom and Avondale on Jaguars All Access on CBS 47. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
What they do and all the decisions that are made, you know, it's kind of outside of my control. So I'd be, you know, thrilled to be able to stay here and play here. And, you know, hopefully that can happen.
The questions will never stop when it comes to Blake Bortles, the future of number 5 in Jacksonville. What is it? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mellon Mushroom in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. All right, let me start with Calais. Is he your starting quarterback in 2018?
He's earned the respect of everybody in that locker room. You know, guys love him. You know, we'd love to have him back.
I don't think there's any doubt the level of respect that Blake gets is well-deserved for a lot of different reasons. How he plays the game, how he has no regards for his body. Most importantly to me, how he's responded to criticism from outside sources. The way he's handled that has been impeccable. The way he handled the benching going back into the preseason, the way he's responded. But in my opinion, this team will not end in its quest to find every aspect to improve their roster, and I think they'll do it at quarterback.
Yeah. If you can upgrade, absolutely. You always look to upgrade.
You always do. And look, here's the reality, okay? And no offense meant to anybody, but if the Jaguars can find a defensive end that's better than this guy sitting right here beside me,
yeah,
they're going to do it.
Oh, good luck, all right?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be easy, but that's the reality of it, of life in the National Football League. That's the way it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, I've been the great defender on Blake Bortles. He'll be the starting quarterback next year in 2018 when the season starts, I think. When we come back, one final segment with Calais Campbell here on Jaguars All Access. That's next. G-Series Prime headlines, well, hey, there's a lot of moving and shaking. It won't be the same 53 next year. Pro Bowl Sunday, up to a handful of guys. Not sure Calais will play in it. We'll ask him in a moment. And Super Bowl 52 around the corner, almost included the Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Calais Campbell, Jeff Lagerman, Brent Martineau. And we've had a blast this year on Jaguars All Access with Calais Campbell. We can't thank him enough for coming out every each and Monday night. And you too, the fans. So we wanted to share with you what Calais Campbell has meant to this organization and to this city in 2017.
Let's go!
Big is probably just an easy word to describe Calais Campbell. And it's an accurate one, too. Early on, he was the man with the deep voice.
You know, if you hear somebody, you know, that's Calais.
It's distinctive.
It's the very distinctive.
The ladies think it's sexy.
Now we know the defensive end's impact on this franchise has been bigger than big. A new franchise record for sacks in a season was inevitable after that four-sack performance in the opener in Houston.
Savage with pressure coming. He is hit hard and drilled by Calais Campbell, and that is a franchise record.
He might win Defensive Player of the Year. More than that, he could win Teammate of the Year.
It's what we show with, that's who we are. On character, when things aren't going our way.
And we might be a little biased, but we see Campbell with Jaguars fans every week on Jaguars All Access.
You know, he just approaches the game the right way. He's a true leader.
The mayor of Saxonville could win Person of the Year in the city of Jacksonville.
All right, so are you blushing yet? You blushing with all of that?
Yeah, that was very warm into my heart, man. It felt pretty good. I appreciate it.
I just want to congratulate you on the phenomenal year. You played the position that I played for 10 years, and I love turning the film on to watch you play football. And it's Thank an you. Absolute joy. And congratulations on the Defensive Player of the Year award that you got last week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Might pick another one up here next week, too. We'll keep an eye on it. But what an impact you've made on all these people. Look at all the kids that have come out to Mellow Mushroom. Thanks for joining us every Monday night. We appreciate it.
It's been a true pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. I know you banged up a little bit. No Pro Bowl for you?
Nah, no Pro Bowl. But I'm happy Yannick Ngakoue is going. Talvin Smith's going. That's huge.
All right. Hey, it's been a lot of fun. Let's do it again next year, all right? And maybe make it all the way to the Super Bowl. For Calais Campbell, Jeff Lagerman, the entire crew here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale, and all of you and all of you that come out each and every week, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for watching on CBS 47.